Good morning. I'd like to welcome everyone this morning to the first Sunday of Christmas service. First announcement we have this morning is a special announcement from Mr. Andy.
Hey everybody, I wanted to jump on here and let you know that the votes are in and have been counted, and I am happy to announce that Anna Carter will be our new pastor here at Holly Grove. Anna will be ordained on January the 9th at Augsburg in Winston-Salem, and I have the great pleasure of presenting her for ordination. Anna's first day here at Holly Grove will be Monday, January the 11th. Thank you to all that have helped with this lengthy process. Peace be with you all.
All right. Also, starting the new year, we'll have new council members. President will be myself, Lynn Dennis. Vice President is Michael Wilson. Secretary remains Marie Palmer. And treasurer will be Mr. Chip Blower. Also, January the 3rd, the reverse Advent calendar food deadline is here, so we need to get all of the food into the church. On January the 10th, during the service, we'll have the Congregational Council and all. And the council meeting will be January. Birthdays and anniversaries. Happy birthday to Eugene Queen, Calvin Blower, Aliza Summer, John Lohr, Jan Watkins, Marty Varner. Happy anniversary to Frank and Jenny Hamilton, Norris and Cara Feeney. Let us pray. Watch over your children, O Lord, as your days increase. Bless and guide them wherever they may be. Strengthen them when they stand. Comfort them when discouraged or sorrowful. Raise them up if they fall. And if their hearts and in their hearts may your peace, which passes all understanding, about all the days of their lives, through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen.
We gather to worship our God who fulfills promises, Jesus Christ, hope born of Mary and the Holy Spirit, who fuels our hope as we await Christ's return. Amen. Blessed be the Holy Trinity, one God who creates, redeems, and sustains us and all of creation. Amen. Almighty God, to whom all hearts are open, all desires known, and from whom no secrets are hid, cleanse the thoughts of our hearts by the inspiration of your Holy Spirit, that we may perfectly love you and worthily magnify your holy name. Through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. Let us confess our sin in the presence of God and of one another. Most merciful God, have mercy on us. We confess that we are captive to sin and cannot free ourselves. We have sinned against you in thought, word, and deed, by what we have done and by what we have left undone. We have not loved you with our whole heart. We have not loved our neighbors as ourselves. For the sake of your Son, have mercy on us. Forgive us, renew us, and lead us, so that we may delight in your will and walk in your ways to the glory of your holy name. Amen. God, who is rich in mercy, loved us even when we were dead in sin and made us alive together with Christ. By grace you have been saved. In the name of Jesus Christ, your sins are forgiven. Almighty God, strengthen you with power through the Holy Spirit, that Christ may live in your hearts through faith. Amen. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the communion of the Holy Spirit be with you all. Lord, have mercy.
Lord, have mercy.
Christ, have mercy.
Christ, have mercy.
Lord, have mercy.
Lord, have mercy.
Let us pray. Stir up your power, Lord Christ, and come. With your abundant grace and might, free us from the sin that would obstruct your mercy, that willingly we may bear your redeeming love to all the world. For you live and reign with the Father and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen.
I will greatly rejoice in the Lord. My whole being shall exalt in my God, for he has clothed me with the garments of salvation. He has covered me with the robe of righteousness, as a bridegroom decks himself with garland, and as a bride adorns herself with her jewels. For the earth brings forth its shoots, and as a garden causes what is sown in it to spring up. So the Lord God will cause righteousness and praise to spring up before the nations. For Zion's sake, I will not keep silent, and for Jerusalem's sake, I will not rest, until her vindication shines out like the dawn, and her salvation like the burning torch. The nations shall see you, your vindication, and all the kings your glory, and you shall be called by a new name that the mouth of the Lord will give you. You shall be crowned of beauty in the hand of the Lord, and the royal diadem in the hand of your God. The word of the Lord. The psalm for today is 148. Praise the Lord from the heavens. Praise him in the highest. Praise him, all his angels. Praise him, all his host. Praise him, sun and moon. Praise him, all your shining stars. Praise him, you highest heavens, and your waters above the heavens. Let them praise the name of the Lord, for they commanded and they were created. He established them forever and ever. He fixed their bounds, which cannot be passed. Praise the Lord from the earth, you sea monsters, and all the deeps. fire and hail, snow and frost, stormy wind, fulfilling his command. Mountains and all hills, fruit trees and all cedars, wild animals and all cattle, creeping things and flying birds. Kings of the earth and all peoples, princes and all rulers of the earth, young men and women alike, old and young together. Let them praise the name of the Lord, for his name alone is exalted. His glory is above earth and heaven. He has raised up the horn of his people. Praise for all his faithful, for all the people of Israel who are close to him. Praise the Lord. The second reading is from Galatians. But when the fullness of time has come, God sent his Son, born of a woman, born under the law, in order to redeem those who are under the law, so that we might receive adoption as children. And because you are children, God has sent the Spirit of his Son into our hearts, crying, Abba, Father. So you are no longer a slave, but a child, and if a child, then also an heir through God. The word of the Lord. God.
Emphasize Jesus' connection to Judaism. His family is devout in its observance of the law, and Jesus himself is recognized as one who will bring glory to Israel. The Holy Gospel according to Luke, the second chapter.
Glory to you, Lord.
When the time came for their purification according to the law of Moses, they brought him up to Jerusalem to present him to the Lord. As it is written in the law of the Lord, every firstborn male shall be designated as holy to the Lord. And they offered a sacrifice according to what is stated in the law of the Lord, a pair of turtle doves or two young pigeons. Now there was a man in Jerusalem whose name was Simeon. This man was righteous and devout, looking forward to the consolation of Israel, and the Holy Spirit rested on him. It had been revealed to him by the Holy Spirit that he would not see death before he had seen the Lord's Messiah. Guided by the Spirit, Simeon came into the temple, and when the parents brought in the child Jesus to do for him what was customary under the law, Simeon took him in his arms and praised God, saying, Master, now you are dismissing your servant in peace, according to your word. For my eyes have seen your salvation, which you have prepared in the presence of all peoples, a light for the revelation to the Gentiles and for glory in your people Israel. And the child's father and mother were amazed at what was being said about him. Then Simeon blessed them and said to his mother Mary, this child is destined for the falling and the rising of many in Israel, and to be a sign that will be opposed, so that the inner thoughts of many will be revealed. And a sword will pierce your own soul too. There was also a prophet, Anna, the daughter of Phanuel, of the tribe of Asher. She was of a great age, having lived with her husband 7 years after her marriage, then as a widow to the age of 84. She never left the temple, but worshiped there with fasting and prayer night and day. At that moment she came and began to praise God and to speak about the child to all who were looking for the redemption of Jerusalem. When they had finished everything required by the law of the Lord, they returned to Galilee, to their own town of Nazareth. The child grew and became strong, filled with wisdom, and the favor of God was upon him. The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, O Christ.
Pray with me, please. Let the words of my mouth and the meditation of our hearts be acceptable to you, O Lord, my rock and my redeemer. Amen. Today and this week, is the theme is partially hope. Hope in a God that is always in control. Through our readings this morning, the psalm encourages the whole world, from the smallest creatures to the mountains, to ring with praise for God who is over all. Isaiah gives us a wonderful picture of God's bride, Israel, prepared for his love. And Galatians tells us about the all-embracing narrative of hope, God's plan through the law, and now the gospel. Our sermon text today is from the second chapter of Luke, the story of Simeon and Anna, who blessed the newborn Jesus and spoke to his parents and the people in and near the temple. They connect this baby to the story of hope that had been centuries in the making. In our world today, we get sort of wrapped up in events that cause us to proclaim our devotion and support to a certain team or a certain group. We become fans, short for fanatics. We become roadies, groupies, followers of people we admire and support. In our own small community of Holly Grove, we often portray this through the Atlantic Coast Conference. We generally hope that our team prevails, and we place our sporting faith in the coaches and players that we watch. At our devotional and meeting of and with Pastor Hannah, the first question from the crowd was akin to this, as she was asked by Neil whether she was a supporter of Duke, properly spelled D-O-O-K, or Carolina. Knowing which shade of blue is an important part of being a fan in Tobacco Road Athletics, Pastor Anna deftly avoided the ire of anyone with her answer. Though, being from Winston-Salem, I can imagine that she may have a bit of demon deacon in her. So after this week, Wolfpack fans are smiling a bit more and have good reason to do so. But even so, Neil and I are part of a group that sees Carolina blue as the greatest shade of blue, that the skies are always that way, and they're never Duke blue. So as fans, though, we're often filled with emotions, and we show our spirit wearing team apparel, boisterous cheering, yelling, throwing things at the television sometimes, but we show that school or team spirit. So what does this have to do with Simeon and Anna? Well, both Simeon and Anna were watching and waiting, much like fans of the ACC teams aforementioned. Fans watch games and wait for the outcome so they can either proclaim their team's greatness or to provide reasons as to why their team was not victorious. But Simeon and Anna were watching and waiting for something much more important than the Battle of the Blues or any of the Big Four schools. They were filled with the Holy Spirit and the hope of a new Messiah. Simeon had been promised by God that he would see the Messiah before he died. He was a prophet and was in the temple daily. He watched each male child come into the temple and eagerly waited for Jesus' presentation by his parents. He was a faithful follower of God and was ready to praise and glorify the child Messiah. Anna was a woman who was also watching and waiting as she worshiped and proclaimed the coming of the Messiah. She shared her faith with any who attended the temple. Though limited in access to the temple and inside, she still joyfully worshiped there every day and every night. So these two were like fans who were waiting outside the stadium or the Colosseum to see their favorite team play and to cheer them on to victory. They approached the temple every day filled with hope and the Holy Spirit. Simeon proclaims the coming of the Messiah and shares with Mary that Jesus will be a great leader and will take part in the rise and fall of the people, and that he will bring salvation to all, Jews and Gentiles, the hope of all peoples. As Gentiles, we're part of the story of Jesus' unbounded love for his children. Let me remind you, Luke's gospel was written by a Gentile for the Gentiles. And for a second week, Luke gives us ordinary people, unassuming, with Simeon and Anna. He gives us yet another view of women as he provides the prophetess Anna. She's given to us as one of the first disciples of Jesus, along with Mary and Simeon. Luke provides through his writing hope for all in reaching God's kingdom. We see two people who are a light to others. We see two people who dutifully follow the laws provided by God through Moses, and who are also well read in the scriptures and use the scriptures as their guide for life. In our Lutheran service of the word, we include Simeon's Nunc Dimittis, roughly translated as "Now you dismiss." It's a canticle in our hymnal in several settings. Pages 113 and I believe 135 are where we can see this. But it goes like this. "Now, Lord, you let your servant go in peace. Your word has been fulfilled. My own eyes have seen the salvation which you have prepared in the sight of every people, a light to reveal you to the nations and the glory of your people Israel. Now, Lord, you let your servant go in peace." I read a piece earlier this week that said that Simeon and Anna were symbolic in their role of recognition that comes from the enlightenment and action of the Spirit and a life lived in expectation and faith. True role models. We waited and watched for the coming of the Savior, Jesus Christ, throughout our Advent journey. And now our journey has taken us to Christmas. So as Christmas is upon us and Jesus is present in as the ultimate gift or present to all of us, it doesn't really matter our age, our skin color, our gender, our lifestyle and relationship choices. We are all called and chosen by God to be faithful servants of God in our world, even though we have all sinned and we fall short of that glory of God. It's our hands that are to provide for those who cannot provide for themselves. It's our actions through the Holy Spirit that are to welcome others joyfully. It is our duty to proclaim to the world around us the love and mercy that God provides us through Jesus. Today, a baby in the scriptures, but soon to become the Lamb of God who is sacrificed for the redemption of all of his children. May our journey of faith ever be like that of Simeon and Anna, faithful servants and filled with the Holy Spirit. How will you show and share your faith with others who are in need of spiritual and/or physical support? How will you praise and rejoice in the birth, presentation of Jesus and his coming ministry? Will you be like Simeon and Anna? Will you eventually say, "Master, now you are dismissing your servant in peace"? Amen.
Thank you.
God, the Father Almighty, creator of heaven and earth. I believe in Jesus Christ, God's only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended to the dead. On the third day he rose again. He ascended into heaven. He is seated at the right hand of the Father, and he will come to judge the living and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen.
Joining our voices with the song of the angels, let us pray for the church, the world, and all who are in need. Night and day, all creation praises you, O God. Strengthen your church across nations, denominations, and traditions. Fill us with wisdom and unify our proclamation of your forgiveness and mercy. Hear us, O God. Your mercy is great. All creation is holy to you, O God. You cause the earth to bring forth its shoots and gardens to spring up. Protect hibernating animals and frozen lands that wait earnestly for longer days of awakening and growth. Hear us, O God. Your mercy is great. The nations are upheld by your hand, O God. Cause righteousness and praise to spring forth, inspiring leaders to serve with compassion and integrity. Send your spirit of discernment upon legislators grappling with complex decisions for the sake of the common good. Hear us, O God. Your mercy is great. Send the spirit of your Son into our hearts, O God. Come quickly to the hearts that race with fear, hearts that break with grief, and hearts that long for wholeness. Reveal your power to heal and to save. Hear us, O God. Your mercy is great. Adopt us into your family, O God. Bless our elders with the peace and joy of Simeon and Anna. Strengthen those who have retired, those who work in older age, and those who are in need of income, food, company, or health care. Connect young and old across generations. Hear us, O God. Your mercy is great. Comfort and heal your children who are afflicted with illness and those who suffer, those who are grieving, those looking for work, and those who are in need of financial security. We call on your tender mercy and grace for Burnett, Gary, Walter, Aldine, Teresa, Jean, Libby, Barbara, Mary, Bill, Rex, Harold, Scott, Kara, Michael, Neil, Steve, Keely, Brent, and Baby Bryce, Pastor Talent, Kenneth, Lynn, Eva Ray, David, Pauline, Jeff, Curtis, Joanne, Randy, Rylan, Brian and Shelley, the family of Edwin Canise, and any that we offer before you now. Hear us, O God. Your mercy is great. Lord, we also ask for protection for our servicemen and women abroad and in the United States as they work to maintain peace and freedom for our citizens throughout the world. Hear us, O God. Your mercy is great. Humbly, we come to you in time of need. As our economy recovers, we ask for your help for those who are unemployed and those looking for work, that they may be able to provide for their families. Hear us, O God. Your mercy is great. Let us depart in peace, O God, according to your word, for John, Simeon, Anna, and all of your saints. We give you thanks. Prepare our salvation in the sight of all your witnesses of every time and place. Hear us, O God. Your mercy is great. God of mercy, come quickly to us with grace upon grace as we lift these and all our prayers to you in the name of Jesus. Amen. And now may the peace of the Lord be with you all. Let us share a sign of that peace.
Let us pray. O God of justice and love, we give you thanks to that you illumine our way through life with the words of your Son. Give us the light we need, awaken us to the needs of others, and at the end, bring all the world to your feast. Through Jesus Christ, our Savior and Lord, to whom with you and the Holy Spirit be honored and glory forever. Amen. We pray as he told us to pray. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen.
May the God of steadfastness and encouragement grant you to live in harmony with one another in accordance with Christ Jesus. Amen. And the people of God, in the holiness of the Holy Spirit.
Our purpose is to provide worship and Christian education and respond in love and action to a needy world. Peace. Serve the Lord.
Thanks be to God.